Emma Kent.
And I'm Derek Russell, and this is The Memo,
a podcast of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and djournal.com.
Welcome back to The Memo. It is Friday, October 27th. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Emma Kent, who has returned from the dead.
Hello.
Oh, maybe not. How you feeling?
I'm a zombie.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I'm fine.
What did they pump you with?
Zombie stuff.
Zombie stuff? Like what? Like brains?
It's a secret.
Oh.
It's only for those who have become zombies.
Tales of your disease have, I don't know, I'm not going to say they've been exaggerated greatly, but I heard you had the Black Plague, or at least the Black Lung, is that correct?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay, what did you really have?
I have bronchitis.
Stay away.
I don't think I'm contagious.
Yeah.
They gave me some...
That's how it always starts, with patient zero. I don't think I'm contagious.
It's like, you know, it's like all... Mm-hmm. It's deep within. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna...
Zombie stuff.
I'm all right.
We're glad you feel better.
Well, thank you.
And that you have returned to the memo.
Thanks.
For a Friday episode full of spooks and haunts, and I don't know.
Is it full of it?
We
can make it though, right?
Okay. Tell the scariest story you know. The scariest one I know?
Uh-huh.
I went to class one time, and I realized in college, and I realized I had not... been there all semester.
Is that real?
And then I woke up.
That was a dream.
That's like the scariest possible dream. Oh,
that
God.
Dream.
It's like, well, I've not been here all semester. Didn't I drop this class?
Does everyone have that dream? I've never had that dream before.
You're really not?
Oh. No, but I hear people all the time.
I don't ever have the, I woke up, I went to class and we had a big test I didn't study for. I never have that one. I always have the, I came to this class and I haven't been here in 3 months. Dream.
And there's a test that day. It's free.
I don't have
and
I'm
like, that's a double whammy.
It's a whammy.
Yeah.
I missed the drop date and I'm here and I've obviously failed.
And I'm always like, how, like to myself, I'm like, how did you forget about this class? Like, come on. Like, do you not like check your schedule? Like, I get really mad at myself.
Yeah.
And it's always a foreign language for me. I don't know why. It's always.
Oh, that's telling.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's always like Spanish 3. I'm like, oh God.
That's really interesting.
I don't know.
I did in college once. Let's see. It wasn't a dream. It was real life. You have like big history lecture classes and then you would have like a discussion section was like, you'd have it once a week or, you know, whatever. Well, I went to my history class. I think it was like US history. And I went to that class, but I forgot to go to my discussion class for like probably 4 classes. And then one day I was like,
you forgot to go?
Like, I just didn't think about it. I guess I just didn't realize that I had it or I don't know what happened, but I...
You just skipped.
No, like I didn't consciously skip it. I just didn't remember that I had it. And then one
day... Is that a thing? Like, oh, I had class today. I forgot. Like, I don't know that that's a thing.
Well, that's probably why she doesn't have that dream though. Because
she did it.
Because I lived it.
And it was no big deal. And so, like,
yeah, I mean,
she doesn't have the fear.
Okay. I went, and I was like, oh, hey, sorry I haven't been here.
I missed 4 of these.
But it was fine. Like, I got an A.
That is not how the dream turns out.
Well, it's how it turned out.
The dream turns out poorly. People look at you and like, you've never been in this class before, and we've been meeting for 6 months.
You just sit in the back. Well, it wasn't that long. It was only a couple classes.
Yeah. Well, 4.
Yeah, but it was like, you know, people
ask. A couple's 2.
People always say that to me, and a couple to me is more than that. It's like, could be 3 or 4.
A couple is 2.
I know. I don't want to talk about
this. A few is 3 or more.
Technically, yes. However, sometimes you can just say things, and it's fine. A couple.
Sometimes you can just say things, and it's fine.
Give me a break, Derek.
Why do you think a couple is more than 2?
That's just how I say it. Sometimes.
So if you have 10 of something, it's like, oh, there's a couple of them over there.
Yeah, sure. 10 is a little much. Maybe like 4, a couple.
Are you agreeing?
A couple of. A few.
I was trying to say, but like, I mean, I do think people use a couple imprecisely. Like, yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, I don't think every time you say a couple, it has to mean 2. I do. Like, I just, like, Lloyd, used to get on to me for saying several, and he'd say, like, several is only between three and seven or something like that.
Yeah, like, those words
I feel like it's couple, few, several. Like, a few is between three and seven.
I don't know.
See, but those words to me don't mean anything precise. Like, I'm just like, oh, those are interchangeable words that people use to describe, like, less than 10 things.
Couple, two things of the same sort considered together. Pair, duo. Twosome.
Okay, so if I said pair, then it would have to be technical. But I just don't feel like couple is that technical.
All right, we've learned so much today.
This has been a fun discussion.
Maybe it's the black lung has affected your judgment.
Maybe it is.
And showing up.
Speaking of the black lung,
four classes. Yes, you have it.
Probably. I think I've had it for many years.
We know that you were a big coal miner back in the day. Back in your coal mining days. No, okay,
but I have a quick story, yes. An anecdote, if you will. Yeah. So the house that I lived
Do you have a couple of anecdotes?
No, I have one, okay. A single one.
All right.
Just making sure. In college.
She rolled her eyes at me.
Listen.
Deserved. You're like, why are you, like, being such a couple Nazi? Like,
you're harassing me. Yeah, so the house that I lived in, there was a barn behind it, right? Like a really old barn. And it had this lady's, I don't know if she's dead or if she was still alive or what, but it had all these.
The barn?
No, not the lady.
Oh, okay.
But it had all these file cabinets. It's
like, we just locked her up in there.
No, but it had all these file cabinets in it with all of her bank statements from like the 60s and 70s and like all of her stuff.
Sure.
I think she was still alive. I think she lived in a house down the street. But,
oh, okay. Right.
But the barn was really old and it was in our backyard.
Okay.
So we would like go hang out in the barn.
And as you do,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so this is my senior year of college and we just thought like, oh, it'd be a really great idea to go sleep in the barn.
So this is in Starkville.
One night in Starkville, okay. Yes. And so we like took a bunch of blankets, we took sleeping bags, like all the stuff up to the second level of the barn. So you climb up.
Was this the night she decided to come back for her filing cabinets?
No.
But from the grave.
It was a and there it is. It was a really poor decision. Because first of all, the barn up top, I mean, like it wasn't a very secure landing. Like there were lots of places where you could easily fall through. But we were just like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever.
Whatever.
So we went up and we like, it's probably like six of us and we all.
So there's a couple of you.
Yeah, there's a couple of us. We spread all our stuff out and we slept up there. Didn't sleep very well. But, the whole barn is like, there's so much dust and such in there, like dirt and stuff. We all woke up in the morning and like we couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And so like I think that I'm permanently damaged.
That may have done it.
From that barn.
Yeah.
It was a fun time, but.
I have a question.
I'm afraid. What?
No, I love a good narrative. I love a good story.
There was no
and
point.
I love descriptors.
There
no,
was
no,
point
it's not the
story.
Point. It's the black lung. That point actually you made. I get that. I don't understand the woman and her bank statements.
I just wanted you to get a feel for the
okay.
setting.
I have it. Yeah, I do, and I appreciate it. I just wondered if there was more to it.
No.
You were waiting for her to come back.
I was. I wanted.
No,
I need
but
my
it
bank
was,
statements.
You know, it was kind of a creepy barn because all of this old woman's stuff was in there.
Ah.
It was to set up suspense.
I got you.
The suspense.
I was suspended.
Nothing
yes,
was going to happen. Okay. She lived next door to us.
I thought it was down the street.
Well, it was like next door, but sort of on the corner. So kind of down the street.
So there's a couple houses down.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have a full show for you today on this Friday edition. Leslie Chris will be joining us instead of, in the stead of Jenna Parsons, who is still Rome bound. Jenna met the Pope yesterday.
I know.
Did you see that?
I saw the picture.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Chris is jealous.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, yeah. And Scott Moore, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
No, I just, so I also follow him on Instagram, Pope Francis, and like they had his picture yesterday from his audience, and it was just, I mean, it was almost like the same angle from where Jen and Charlie were.
Yeah.
I just thought that was cool.
Does he like Instagram his meals?
No.
No, okay.
He just does
the Pope, you know.
Devotional.
He Instagrams like, yeah.
Just does a devotional.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Wait, I want to follow, I don't follow him on Instagram.
Yeah, you should.
You need to follow the Pope, find out what he's eating for lunch today. I want to know what the Pope's eating.
Yeah. You know what's really great? Hmm. Do you guys remember that all those photos of Obama laughing at the little kid dressed up like the Pope?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, those bring me so much joy.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are so good.
All right. And Scott Morris will be discussing the movie he saw this week, Boo 2, A Madea Halloween.
Do we have to talk about that?
We shouldn't. We should just skip that altogether. I think he'd be happy skipping it altogether, too. If I read, and I did read it correctly, he gave the laughs an A, but the movie an F, so he gave the film a C.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. And then I'll tell you what's going on in the scene.
Cool.
This weekend, so we'll get started.
Let's go.
Okay. Got a couple of things to do. Leslie Chris joining us now on this Friday. How are you, Leslie?
I'm good, Derek.
Always lovely to hear you laugh.
Thank you.
I love your laugh.
Thank you.
You're here for Jenna Parsons.
I am. She's still in Rome.
Hobnobbing with the Pope.
She did. She met the Pope yesterday.
She did.
I don't know if she met him, but she was very close to him.
He blessed her.
I guess so.
So her column this week was about chicken chili with barley?
I
don't know about that.
I had to ask Michaela Morris. It's her recipe, and I had to ask her to remind me a little bit what barley is because, I mean, it's a grain, correct? Mm-hmm. And I found the recipe just a little odd.
Yeah, I did as well.
But Michaela says it's fabulous, but when she asked her husband, Scott...
Who will be on shortly.
She said, Scott, don't you love that chili? And he just kind of looked at her, so I'm not sure that he loves it as much as she does. But apparently the children eat it, their kids eat it too. So when I thought about it, I wondered if it was like thick... Like, would the barley make it thick, like putting grits in your chili? And that sounded gross to me.
And chicken's awfully heartier than beef, I think.
But I know people put barley in their soups, so I assume this might be something worth trying.
It's a cup of Quaker Quick barley.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I may just let Michaela cook it sometime and bring me a little bite up here, and then before I waste my time making it at my house.
Isn't barley, it's similar to like quinoa, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they're both grains.
I think.
And it's not as thick. Quinoa's not thick as thick as
such a fun word to say.
Quinoa.
It is.
Quinoa. Quinoa. All right. Well, it diced tomato. Oh, it's got salsa in it.
Yeah, it's got great ingredients. The only thing that's a little off-putting is the barley and
corn, shredded cheese.
I mean, I've tasted things Michaela has cooked before. She's a good cook. You know, every Christmas she brings her cream cheese bread up here, and it's fabulous. So,
and do so in a 6-quart saucepan for 20 minutes. Oh, in a crock pot, which is a brand name, not a.
It is. It's a slow cooker.
It's not just a slow cooker. It is an actual name of a. Device and a company. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You know, normally in the newspaper, if you use those brand names, you either get an ugly letter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put the trademark little symbol, you get an ugly letter from people saying, cease and desist, do not use these words in your newspaper. Like Frisbee, you're supposed to put flying disc or something like that.
Yeah.
I did it once in a column, and I got a letter, not from Frisbee, but from some, I can't even remember what it was now. But, you know, Weed Eater is the same way. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be
Kleenex,
something like that.
Yeah, Kleenex, Q-tip.
And a lot of them probably don't care because it's sort of like giving them free advertisement. Mm-hmm. But some of them get kind of angry about it.
Jenna's Cook of the Week this week is from Derma.
Derma.
Derma. Jan Scarborough?
Yes.
Bro.
Who says that she learned to can and cook by watching, that her mother would not let her in the kitchen, and so she learned by watching. And I cannot do that. I have to do in order to learn. But she said she watched, and now she cans and does all that kind of stuff, puts up vegetables just because she watched her mother.
That banana bread looks scrumptious.
The banana bread does look good, and... She said she likes fancy food, but her husband does not, so she just cooks good old Southern fare.
She's a retired hairdresser. She did hair for 36 years.
And she's married to her husband. They've been married for 49 years. That's a long time.
I'm glad she was married to her husband and not, you know, somebody else.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, what was that face?
You know, there's also a picture on page 15A of her fried pies.
Mm-hmm.
I like a fried pie.
I do enjoy a good fried pie.
And hers are very pretty. I tried to make them once, and they didn't look like that.
I've never made a fried pie.
Then she has a recipe for turnip green muffins, which sounded strange to
no,
me.
No, thank you. I will not.
And then her different chicken. That one was kind
of. What's the different chicken?
Different chicken is just 4 to 6 boneless, skinless chicken breasts, yellow mustard, and 2 cans of French fried onions crushed. Sounds different to me. You coat the chicken with the mustard and roll it in the crushed onions. Bake at 375 for 30 minutes. And it's different.
That actually sounds pretty.
It does. It doesn't sound
bad. Pretty decent to me. I'm okay with that. All right. Well, Leslie, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you.
In Jenna's place.
Thank you for having me,
Jenna. We love having you all the time.
Thank you. Jenna will be returning from Rome. She'll be here next week.
I'm
but
sure,
I think she flies back tomorrow.
I'm sure being on here will be the highlight of her day.
Way better than meeting the Pope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You'll have to ask her.
I will have to find out what he's like.
You'll have to ask her about that. I don't know.
We'll ask her if she cooks something for
him.
I
know I had more fun in here with y'all than I would with the Pope. Because, you know, there's so many others vying for his attentions. And here it's just me and y'all.
We're not nearly as in demand, I guess, as the Pope.
Not yet.
Thank you.
Okay, Scott Morris here to talk about the screen scene this week. So you went to see Madea Halloween.
No, what is it really called?
Boo 2, a Madea Halloween.
What is it really called?
Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween.
Yeah, that's what
it is. Is that correct?
That's it. It's a complicated title, and it's also kind of a complicated film. But wait, let me explain that.
Yes, please go on. So you gave it a C.
I did.
All right.
So there were moments in this film when I was looking at my watch just going, oh, man, I got another hour of this. I really want to leave. There was lazy dialogue, repetitive dialogue. You bought that girl a car? No, I didn't buy her a car. Her mother bought her a car. She bought her a car. She didn't earn it. It was just going over and over and over again for like, and I was annoyed. But then something started to happen. It was lazy and stupid from start to finish. And I laughed and I laughed and I laughed. There were so many, because if I was watching this on TV, I would have turned the channel and I wouldn't laugh for a second. I wouldn't have sat through it. But because I'm a journalist, you got to sit through the whole movie. I would never leave early. And so I laughed so much I embarrassed myself. And so how do you judge this movie? I mean, the whole time I was wondering, how am I going to judge it? So obviously, I gave it a C. I mean, if voting on laughs alone, B+. I mean, as far as you want to go to a comedy and laugh, B+, go. But my God, it's so ridiculous at times and just so painful to watch at times. To where and then the overall plot and how it ends, just so ridiculous. But bad in kind of a lazy, bad way. To where at the end of it, it's like, I can't grade just on laughs alone. I have to grade on how much it annoyed me as well. So it probably annoyed me and entertained me in more or less equal measure. And so the F comes up to a C and the B+ comes down to a C, and that's where we meet. But if you want to laugh, go. But you're going to have to sit through it and squirm through it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe other people don't have the same problems with it I have. But oh my goodness, it wasn't a good movie, but it was funny as all get out.
It has an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it's a badly made movie.
Falling now, here in the film's defense, did you see Boo 1? So, you could have just been totally lost, Scott.
You know what? I know flat acting when I see it. I know shrill acting when I see it. But I know ridiculous plot points when I see them. And still, Tyler Perry won the weekend at $20 million because it was funny.
So how does it compare to the other?
Boo 1 made 21% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, well,
I've actually never seen any of the Madea movies.
I still say that Tyler Perry has about 6 clones because there's no way he's doing all this crap.
He plays 3 characters. He plays Madea, he plays Madea's brother Joe, and then Joe's son Brian. And Brian, he's just himself.
Madea's Witness Protection, which is the film before, which is an actual title for a film, Madea's Witness Protection.
Not Tyler Perry's...
Not according to Wikipedia.
Madea's Witness Protection.
But according to this one, Madea, at least it's consistent, it has also 21%. On Rotten Tomatoes.
I I watched one with my mom in charge of the remote control, so I couldn't do anything. And you know, it's like it has these things that just bother you, but then they also entertain you. And Tyler Perry, it's some kind of magic at work here, some kind of Tyler Perry magic. He knows how to entertain people, but then anybody who's like a serious student, I'm not a serious student, I'm like a halfway serious student of film as far as caring about how they're made and things like that. This movie's going to annoy, like any reviewer is going to be annoyed. But a lot of people, I think, are just going to go, hey, who cares about how it's made if I get to laugh a lot? And, you know, there's a lot of laughing. So take that for what it's worth. I don't want to repeat this experience again. It's kind of left me feeling all kind of unclean.
So you won't go see Boo 3?
If that's the movie we pick, I'll go see it. I'll sit through it. I mean, I'll hope for laughs. I hope my daughter was with me sitting in the seat next to me, and she was just giggling all out. And my dad was with me. And I would hear him laugh. I said, what's he doing laughing at this movie? And then I'd start laughing at the movie. So I don't know what to say. So do you want to hear about the plot?
Yeah, I was going to ask, does it have a plot or?
Yeah. So his daughter turns.
It's just her running around in a wig and yelling at people the whole movie.
His daughter turns 18. Brian's daughter turns 18, and she wants to go to a frat party because of what happened in Medea 1. I gathered, Boo 1.
Let's not jump the conclusion.
Because of what happened there, they can't have the frat party at the frat house this year. So they go to a place in the a campground in the woods. And guess what happened at the campground in the woods at some point in the past?
Jason Voorhees killed everybody.
Somebody died. But there was definitely some murders going on. It wasn't Jason, but it was like a It was Freddie Michael Voorhees, okay. I guess. Who did some
Frederick.
And then but I forgot. I almost forgot one of the high points here. Tupelo is represented. Tupelo is representing here because Akil Brown and Khalif Brown, known as Slim Jimmy and Swali of Ray Shrummerd, who got I was one of the first people to interview them for a newspaper here years ago when they were them out of state boys, but they're the musical guests during the party, and there are a lot of young people dressed in very revealing sexy costumes. So, and dancing, gyrating around. As young people do. I haven't gyrated in years, but it looked like they were having a good time. And then a lot of them, though, you knew they're going to be victims. All of them were going to be.
Did Ray Shrummerd die?
Huh?
Did Ray Shrummerd get killed off in the movie?
I don't think so.
Okay. Does Madea?
They kind of performed and what?
Does Madea?
Just shut up. I'm not going to get you. You already got all the spoilers for me you're going to get.
I just,
it's funny. Just go see it and shut up.
I just want to know if there's going to be a Boo 3 or she comes back as a zombie.
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
there's people with chainsaws.
She'd still just hit people with her purse, I'm sure.
Who would she haunt? I mean, you wouldn't want her around your house.
The audience?
Yeah. But I mean, funny though. Dang, just funny and stupid. And so I don't know.
But it made a buttload of money.
Yeah, $20 million. I mean, I'm sure it didn't cost him, but because he was the only star, Tyler Perry was it.
Let's see. Budget was 25. It says box office was 23.8. So it just about made its nut. So
25 million. I find that hard to believe. He must have made like 10 million just for himself.
Yeah.
Must be 10 million in makeup.
Ray Shrimmard needed about 3. So that.
Well, this has been fun.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, once again, Scott Morris on the cutting room floor.
This film was the scariest thing discussed on the show today on our Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah, we wanted to talk about something spooky. Scott, do you know anything spooky? I mean, do you have anything, you know?
Do I have anything? I'm on the spot here. If you give me like 5 minutes notice, I might have something.
Yeah, sorry to put you on the spot.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Here's something scary. This movie is showing not only in one, but 2 screens at Malco and 1 screen at Cinemark. That means it's in 3 screens in Tupelo.
Bless.
It's an hour and 40 minutes?
Yeah, it's a lot of laughs in that hour and 40 minutes.
I'm just surprised. The movies like that are usually about an hour 20.
What else is out right now?
Geostorm.
Yeah, and then what? The Brave, was that Home of the Brave?
Yeah,
Home of the Brave. That got
actually. Is that the firefighter one?
Yeah, it had, and I have a my wife's cousin was one of those elite firefighter guy crews out west, and they would travel to the fires because it's a different. I mean, obviously you saw a little bit about it with Sonoma and Northern California, but like every year they got them going out there, and it's just a different climate from us. When it doesn't rain or when they don't get the same amount of snow they need, then it's just all ready to burn.
Only the brave.
Yeah. My in-laws live in Idaho, and they haven't ever been threatened, but we were visiting a couple of years ago driving by, and you could see the charred spot. That's where the last fire stopped.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's like a couple of miles away, but still it's like closer than you'd want.
You know what y'all are saying next week? Yeah, I want to see Suburbicon, but I don't know that it's coming here.
I'm not sure. It seems like Jigsaw and then Suburbicon, and then how about that one about the was Only the Brave the one that's about the military guy?
Different as me. Is that the one you're thinking?
No, it's different.
Oh, what about The Mountain Between Us?
That starts in Boise, Idaho, where my in-laws live. But
Marshall. I haven't seen Marshall.
You thought Boo Too was funny. Wait till you see The Mountain Between Us.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me, as always.
Thanks, Scott. It's been a real pleasure.
I really have enjoyed making this podcast great again.
Thank you. Derek, do you like sports?
I do.
Cool. Me too. So...
You do?
If you like sports, look for the two sports podcasts we produce here at the Daily Journal. Prep Rally is a high school sports podcast with Brad Locke and Dalton Middleton. Did you know about it?
I did.
Wow.
I've talked about it.
New episodes air every Wednesday. You can listen to it for free in iTunes, on podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans, Derek, are you a fan?
Yeah.
Cool. Me too. Check out the Double Coverage podcast. Ole Miss beat reporter Parrish Alford and MSU reporter Logan Lowry release a new episode every Thursday afternoon in which they provide game previews, insight, commentary, and analysis on the Bulldogs and Rebels. Landsharks. Listen to it free in iTunes, podcast apps, or at doublecoverage.djournal.com.
And if you like true crime, Emma, do you like true crime?
Yeah, I do.
Be sure to listen to the Daily Journal's newest podcast, Open the Case of Leochi, where reporter Emma Kent... Hey...
That's
Do you name. Like her?
That's my name. I mean, she's all right.
Takes a fresh look at the unsolved disappearance of a 13-year-old Tupelo girl from 25 years ago. That includes a potentially overlooked witness and a person of interest in the case that police have never spoken about publicly. The 6-episode investigative serial podcast is now available in iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and a variety of other podcast apps. Or you can stream it for free from our website at djournal.com/openpodcast.
Derek, do you like politics?
No.
Okay, well, too bad. Watch the Daily Journal's Capitol View webcast every Monday afternoon at djournal.com, where Capitol Bureau Chief Bobby Harrison provides commentary and analysis on the issues being debated in Jackson. Watch live on Monday afternoons at 2 or catch the replay later in the day.
All right. Hey, do you like getting up and watching your news in the morning?
I do.
Okay, well, you should check out the Daily Journal's Newsbreak, a quick summary of news sports. Well, there you go. A quick summary of news, sports, weather, and everything else Northeast Mississippi in a couple-minute video or sometimes 5. Shows are posted each weekday at 7 a.m. at djournal.com, Facebook, YouTube, and the Daily Journal's mobile apps for Apple and Android devices.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Emma.
What's going on?
Just literally got a couple of things happening
in the works. In the place in Tupelo.
Oh, in the all place around. In Tupelo? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well,
all the places, really.
Your favorite, Jason Aldean, is performing tonight at the Bancorp South Arena.
Amarillo Sky.
Second row?
I think that's a song.
I've never heard of that. Second row?
Look it
for
up.
You?
Backstage passes.
Oh, my. I didn't even get that. So.
Me and Jason, we go way
tight.
Back.
Really?
No.
Okay. Did you go to that class together that y'all that you skipped?
Yeah, he was in my history discussion class.
That you didn't go to?
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who reminded
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, I was right. Look at that.
Amarillo Sky.
Yeah, he just takes the tractor another round.
Please sing it for us.
I'll give a little...
Armadillo Sky? That was JCPenney ad.
Oh, nobody cares.
In Spanish.
Interesting.
Why is your screen blinking like that?
Because JCPenney's haunting my laptop.
The Spanish version of JCPenney.
Help.
My name's Eric Miller. I'm 17.
I don't think that's it.
Family for over 100 years.
That's that barn with the woman's filing cabinets inside of it.
He works in the farm.
You got the black lung.
This is it. A little preview of tonight.
It's the worst thing I've ever heard.
This is vintage Jason Aldean.
Like 2011?
Like from when I was in high school. When was this? 2009.
Okay, you can cut that off now. I feel old. That was the scariest thing that happened on today's scary show. Anyway, he's taking the stage with Chris Young, Kane Brown, and DJ Silver.
Not sure about that last one in there.
I know you and he go way back at 7:30 p.m. Tickets start at
33:25. I'm more familiar with DJ Gold. That was terrible.
I like DJ Bronze myself. He tries so hard.
Never quite.
Just never quite gets quite first or second. Yeah. And then this weekend is the season opener of the North Mississippi Symphony Orchestra's patriotic show, Commemoration, Citizen Soldier, Memories of World War I and World War II. It's going to be a pretty spectacular evening of instrumental music. And, well, not just instrumental, because the Blue Mountain College Chorale will be joining to sing along on some tunes. Like Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, made famous by the Andrews Sisters. Do you know the Andrews Sisters?
I do not.
That hurts. That makes me sad.
I'm sorry.
You should look up the Andrews Sisters.
Andrews?
The Andrews Sisters.
Is that with an E?
A couple of them.
How do you spell Andrews without an E?
With a U? I've seen it that way before.
What medication are you on?
I don't know.
Zombie.
I'm on that zombie stuff.
Yeah, apparently. So that's going on Saturday night at the Tupelo High School Performing Arts Center, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are in advance are $25, $30 at the door, and $10 for students. That is always a fantastic evening of music each time the NMSO gets together with some really amazing talent under the coordination of conductor Stephen Bias. And then Tuesday night, if you're looking for something to do on Halloween, TCT Off-Broadway is doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, one of my favorites. So,
will you be in attendance?
I don't think so, because I got to take the kid.
Oh, that's
trick-or-treating.
Right. So are people trick-or-treating on Halloween?
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes they change it.
Yeah, sometimes. We're going Tuesday night, so.
Cool.
But that's at 7:30 p.m. at TCT Off-Broadway on 213 East Franklin Street behind the Bancorp South Arena at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 and $10 for students, and people under 15 must be accompanied by a parent. There is a cash bar available as well. 844-1935 for tickets. And this is also the last weekend of the TCT Haunted Theater. If you're really looking for a good scare today and tomorrow at the Lyric, tickets are $15 for that. And it is creepy.
I want to talk about something before we go.
I'm sure you do.
This is
legit. I didn't say I was done, but okay, I'm done.
I'm sorry.
No,
are
you're
you
fine.
Done?
I'm done.
I just had
a couple of things. Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk. It's related, sort of. It goes along with, like, scene. I want to talk about...
Loosely, I bet.
No, it does. I want to talk about Mindhunter.
Oh, Netflix. Yeah, yeah.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you finished it?
I have two episodes left. You finished?
I finished it. Mm. There's not, like, a big reveal in the end. Like, they're definitely going to have more to expand on. I think it's already been picked up for another season. And I think Fincher said he's got a 5-season plan.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. So, what do you think so far? What do you like about it? What do you not like?
I'm a huge true crime fan. So, knowing a lot of these people that they interview throughout the show is cool. Some of the fiction surrounding it doesn't interest me nearly as much when they start focusing on, you know, like the girlfriend and
personal life.
I'm like, go back to the murderers.
Oh, see, I think it's a nice balance.
It's okay. I'm not a huge crime procedural fan, so less of that, more of that guy playing Kemper needs like all the awards.
Yes.
Have you ever seen actual interviews with him?
Yes. Me and Jacob looked him up. After.
His cadence and everything,
exactly,
I mean, it's just like
so
the
creepy
way he speaks, but it's a good show.
Yeah. I love, what's his name? Jonathan Groff.
Jonathan Groff.
I love him in that role. I think he's doing a good job.
I love Zodiac. It's one of my favorite movies. Yes. And this is like, of the course, Fincher did that. And of course, this is like a, almost like a spiritual sequel to that in some ways.
You know what I'm talking about with the yellow?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like there's like a Cheerio box and it's like,
poof. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. So yeah. Good.
That's the such yellow a great movie.
Yeah. The yellow chairs in Zodiac are really cool.
Everything.
But I mean, the whole movie is really good. I'm just, I like his style of just the way things look.
Yep.
You know, what do you think about the big titles whenever they go to, I think it's cool. And the music is really good.
The score is awesome. The titles, the first time they did it, it made me jump. It really did. I was like, oh, okay.
Maybe that was what they wanted.
I don't know.
I like it.
I didn't like it when they did that in, like the last couple of, I don't remember if they did it in Spider-Man, but they did it in the last Captain America movie. And I was like, why are we taking up the whole screen with words? It's very off-putting. The opening credits are really good, but they're long.
Yeah,
they're really
long.
By the sixth episode, I was like, I like these, but I'm skipping.
It gives you enough time to like start the episode and then you like go like,
for a run, start some laundry. I change the oil in my car on like, one of them.
You like go like feed the dog or like go grab a beer or something.
I went
to work.
I went to Memphis and came back and it was
and
still
like,
it was like written by and I was like, oh god, okay.
Like, oh, where else
I made
am I
it
gonna
just
go?
In time? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did. Okay. Yeah.
But
okay.
I really like them. They're good.
Yeah. One more thing though.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think about? You know how at the beginning of every episode they show you that one guy?
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I already know who it is just because he looks just like...
So it's an actual killer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's, you only get like 30, 45 seconds
yes,
with him in his
I
little
love
journey.
It,
yes, it's cool.
I love it. I want to know what... Who is it?
I'm not telling
Please.
You.
Please.
No, I'm not telling
you. I was just going to Google it anyway.
All right, Google it.
But that's...
Loser.
I think that's... I love that part. I like that they do that. But anyway, very good. Chris, have you watched?
I have not. That's why I'm
it.
Sitting back here listening and learning.
It's a good show.
It's
and
great.
Not contributing.
You need to watch it.
Well, I think that sums up our scary show for the day.
Yeah, it's been good.
Talking about serial killers.
It's a great way to end.
Come back next week and Halloween will be over when we return. And then it'll already be Christmas time.
Right.
Because that's how holidays work now.
You'll wake up, it'll be December.
Yeah, it's December 23rd already for a full
it'll
month.
It'll be December 23rd every day.
Yeah, every day for a month. Memo.djournal.com is where you can find out when new episodes are available and stream them from there. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at djournalmemo, and all the stories discussed today you can find in your daily journal or online at djournal.com, and follow us on Twitter at djournalnow. And we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.